This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Expectant mothers, elderly people, and restaurant owners are all being affected in different ways by the coronavirus pandemic. And you've been asking WKSU's Oh Really, why and how? Now our web editor, Sarah Taylor, and I will answer your questions.
This week, with so many people making their own masks, we've been getting questions about how to sterilize those masks.
And this is about the ones you can sew at home, from old cotton shirts or other materials. Amy Buller asks if you can sterilize them by putting them in the oven.
Summit County Public Health actually weighed in on this for us, saying the best way to clean a cloth mask is to put it in the washing machine with detergent and warm water, then dry it in the dryer. Since laundry detergent is a soap product, it's very effective in killing the coronavirus.
And that actually brings up another question from David Pearson. He wants to know if hand washing is so effective because the virus membrane is lipid-based.
And the answer is yes. The soap breaks down the fat membrane and kills the virus.
Our next question is from Wendy Van Ittersom. She asks, what's the best way to help restaurants right now, gift cards or carryout?
Homa Mohamani of the Ohio Restaurant Association says,
gift cards are great. They're almost like a short-term loan, if you will, with no interest. But ultimately, they have to pay that back in food. That extra cash, though, can kind of help them weather the storm a little bit, or at least help them get back started when hopefully, you know, this is all over. We can't always order takeout, but if you can, once a day or once every few days or once a week, that's going to be really, really helpful to those owners and operators. Because if you think about it, most restaurants and most food service places in Ohio are mom and pops, or what we call independent owners and operators. These are your families, your friends, they're your neighbors, and they're just doing the best that they can to continue to be that cornerstone in your community. So anything will help.
Our next question is from Gail Pytel. She's a senior citizen living alone and says no one is addressing the issue of isolation.
I asked Summit County Public Health Commissioner Donna Skoda what they're recommending for people to get through this time psychologically.
I get that the elderly may be particularly stressed out, and we've asked repeatedly that perhaps individuals could reach out to those that they know are socially isolated, try to make some sort of contact. You can talk to your elderly neighbor through their front door glass if you wanted to go over and just make sure they were okay. You can also try to send messages, leave notes, cards. The idea is that we try to take care of everyone in this. It is very difficult to be socially isolated. And we already had many elderly that felt socially isolated. And it's imperative that we all reach out and try to help them, so that they don't feel even worse during this time of national crisis.
And on the other side of the aging spectrum, a few weeks ago we were asked about a possible baby boom 9 months from now, since everyone's cooped up at home.
And based on the questions we're getting, maybe some of you are starting to seriously think about that long term.
Anthony Gardner asks if there's a clear understanding of the threats from COVID-19 to a fetus.
The experts at the health department say right now it's not clear if a pregnant woman with coronavirus can transmit it to her baby. Early on, some data suggested that babies born to moms with the virus did not test positive, but now the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests transmission during pregnancy could be possible.
As with so much of this, it's really a case of we're still finding out, isn't it?
Absolutely. And didn't you get a question about what birthing mothers can expect, which that's something that also keeps changing?
Yeah, as of now, SUMA has put out a one sheet with its procedures, and you can find that at WKSU.org. There are some minor changes, like offering free parking, but the big one is that no visitors are allowed.
What about a birthing partner? I know psychologically that's crucial to help someone about to give birth.
Yes, it is. Well, they are allowing one designated support person, but they do ask that they minimize trips into and out of the hospital.
So for our last child, I was running back and forth to the house to see our other three kids and bring my wife pizza and buy auto parts before she could find out. So I guess all of that's being discouraged right now.
Yes, it is. And I really think you should always ask your wife when you buy auto parts.
We'll see about that. You can ask your question for Oh Really by visiting WKSU.org/coronavirus, where we also cover Governor DeWine's daily press briefings and the latest information on the pandemic. I'm Kabir Bhatia.
And I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.